Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Good. Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Going to be here until 12 o'clock. And a lot of things happening today, but I want to start really quickly with a thank you to Catherine Bishop of the Brain Injury Association of Mississippi. They're doing the Dash. Oh, they did already the Dash and Splash this morning. And I think it's still going on out at the Res at Old Trace Park. And most of my family was involved in it. I have some pictures of my daughters and granddaughter and daughter-in-law. But I didn't get a chance to get them up yet. But at any rate, thank you, Catherine. I appreciate Dash and Splash is a wonderful thing. I've been through the brain injury situation myself. I understand what all this is about, and it's just absolutely an absolute great cause. Thank you very much, Catherine, for being a part of that and bringing it to the attention of our listeners. And I think Dash and Splash is a great thing. All right. I did want to mention that, but it's time to move on. And we've got on the line holding patiently for us is Paxton Rooks with Revel Hardware Store. And we're going to talk about Revel Hardware and what they're all about. Good morning, Paxton. Are you with us?
Hey, good morning, buddy. I am.
I'm sorry to keep you on hold, but I thought that was important that I got that stuff out. But tell us a little bit about Revel Hardware Store, and you've been around there, like, forever. From a little child, Revel has been part of your life, because you're, like, the third generation of Rooks family running those locations.
Yes, I am third generation. Revel Hardware, in fact, next year will turn 75 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And, obviously started with one location. We're now at 10. Wow. Potentially looking to add more stores in the future. So we have grown. Especially over the past couple of years with our Madison location, being added to the number of stores, that has turned out to be a great location there. We are so glad to be able to serve our Madison patrons there. We're doing great, buddy. Every day, working towards the future and moving the needle. Yeah.
I think what's so important and the reason you guys are able to grow as much as you're able to grow is because you dwell so much on customer service, and then on top of that, you always seem to have all the items that anybody needs when they come in there looking.
Absolutely. Customer service has been the heart and soul of our focus from day one. We plan to never let that change. And as far as the products go, we feel like we have done a great job through the years of identifying, the best brands that we could possibly carry for all of our customers, highest quality. We have recently expanded our Milwaukee tool line, in a huge way. We literally at the North Jackson store, we now have three dedicated aisles to Milwaukee products.
Wow.
We've partnered with them in a huge way. We believe in supporting brands that are investing locally, with the plant here in Mississippi that they are implementing, and that presence here. We That was a huge reason we chose to kind of partner with them in a big way with Revel.
Right, because they're part of the state, and we appreciate their being a part of the state as much as they are.
Absolutely.
And that's an important segment. Tell me a little bit about the Outdoor Power Equipment Center in Pearl.
Our Outdoor Power Center in Pearl, we've got a lot of big things happening there, a lot of good sales. And if you go on our website, very easy to navigate. You see all the great deals that we've got on both Gravely's and Skag mowers, steel equipment. That is our central service hub. So all of our equipment is repaired there at that store. But they run a great business over there. Every team member there is, a very valuable part of what we do. They know their stuff. It's one of our best branches. I think we do a great outdoor power business there.
Sure.
Yeah.
As well as power equipment, you guys are really big into outdoor cooking, like with the green egg and all that sort of thing. Are you cooking anything this weekend at any of the stores?
I haven't heard of any branch in particular that I could navigate anybody to this weekend specifically, but... we are a full-line Big Green Egg dealer. We carry Weber, Traeger, Blackstone, Bayou Classic. Here at the North Jackson location, we also carry Uni pizza ovens. The pizza ovens have been a big hit over the past year or two. It kind of really hitting the market in a big way. I want to go back to the outdoor power real quick, if you don't mind.
Oh, not at all. Go ahead.
Just mention something new to Revel that we're very excited about. Along with our gas powered equipment, we also carry a good bit of battery operated equipment. And Crest is our main battery line. We have recently implemented their robotics line,
right,
into our product offerings, very excited about that. Actually, here in North Jackson, we've got a couple of yards with some of these robotic mowers going around as demos. The difference between this particular line and the other that are out there, no wires are buried in the ground. This is all essentially GPS navigated, accurate within 1 centimeter.
Wow.
But the units run off of 4G. It's incredible to watch these units work. We actually do the mapping for the customer's property, when the unit is bought.
Right.
You wake up every day to a fresh cut lawn. It's pretty incredible.
you can watch the football game while the lawns are being mowed.
indeed, and that's the entire point of the robotic unit is it's doing it for you.
Yeah, that's amazing work. It's just the robotic industry is like it's. Wow, it's just taken over. I mean, like with the vacuum cleaners you're using today and the lawn mowers, and there's just so many things that will happen in the future because of that situation.
Yes, absolutely. And we pride ourselves on being forward thinking.
Right.
And this is one of those products that, we really believe, could be the way of the future, in the lawn care industry, and we'd like to be on the forefront of that as a dealer.
Right. Right. Oh, your phone's ringing. I hear it. Are you still with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm here, buddy.
You let that phone ring. I don't care about it. But at any rate, your store's just it doesn't matter what store you happen to go into, you're going to get good customer service and you're going to find what you're looking for. And as Paxton said, it will be of good quality, because everything they sell is of good quality. Not only do they sell outdoor power equipment and all the hardware items that you'll ever need, but they also are a little bit into garden seed and gardening and all that. So the whole package, I mean, it all seems to be there.
Absolutely. You know, we are truly, you know, a one-stop shop. You know, our product offerings try and touch every customer that, you know, would walk in the store.
Sure.
Some of our locations, like our Clinton branch, you mentioned gardening. We actually have a true garden center at that branch that is, it's pretty spectacular. The soils that we carry come from Phillips Bark in Brookhaven. You know, so still keeping it local in
right.
that regard. In fact, one of our best-selling soils from them has been the Tiger Grow soil. It was developed with the LSU Ag Center, and it's a soil specifically developed for the Gulf Coastal region in terms of how it holds and releases water for this climate, as well as the nutrients that are, you know, already in the soil. It's a phenomenal soil. You know, that comes from Mississippi.
Yeah, that you know, I didn't know that there was to me, soil's dirt is dirt. That's the way I think about it. But there's so much for me to learn about, because I really don't get into a whole bunch of gardening. That's Garden Mama's area, and she does really well with it, by the way. But it's great to know that there are other soils, good soils available, particularly if they're from Mississippi.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we carry them.
Yeah. Are you guys doing anything special over the 4th of July?
Got lots of good deals on a lot of, like I said, our outdoor power equipment, but also a lot of sales on the Traeger line. In fact, the Traeger line right now, they're having the biggest sale that they've ever had in terms of, you know, their price drops.
Right.
So if you're interested in a pellet grill but haven't wanted to pull the trigger quite yet, now would be a great time to do that. You know, our Florence branch, Byram, Clinton, Madison, North Jackson, you know, all carry the Traeger line. A lot of good sales on Milwaukee. And it's not necessarily just for the 4th of July.
Right.
These are month-long promotions that we're having. So if you're out of town for the 4th, you know, come see us the week after. Those deals will still be happening.
Be happening as well. And you guys, of course, you'll be open on the 4th. I'm suspecting.
No, we are closed for the 4th.
Okay, that's, I needed to know that, and I think the listening public needs to know that as well. Closed on the 4th, but you'll be there the day after.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, ready to serve.
Well, Paxton, is there something else you need that you and I should talk about?
Buddy, nothing that comes top of mind.
Yes, sir.
Other than we recently implemented at our North Jackson store, we're now a full line Benjamin Moore dealer. It wasn't until about a month ago that we were able to secure that with Benjamin Moore. So we'd love to be your paint destination, and we're better ready to serve in that regard now being a full-line Benjamin Moore dealer.
Yeah, understand. All right. Well, Paxton Rooks with Revel Hardware Store, I appreciate the time you took to call and explain to us a little bit about what's going on at Revel. I've been doing Revel for years, and I know the whole I'm just impressed by the whole entire organization. It just is an impressive organization, and I credit you guys for that very much. So you're a big part of the state and a big part of what's happening in Mississippi, and I'm proud to say, yeah, Revel's a great place.
Indeed, buddy. We thank you for your continued support, and glad to talk anytime we have the opportunity.
Well, all right. We'll do it again, and I appreciate you, Paxton. Paxton Rooks with Revel Hardware Store. Appreciate you very much. Talk to you again.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good day. All right. Get over to Revel. Do your shopping at Revel. You'll be happy you did. They are a different kind of hardware store. Why? Mostly because they're better. They just really know what's going on. All right. Well, Lance, I think we can breathe. Can you breathe?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Just getting all that stuff done.
Getting all that stuff done. And there does seem to be a bunch of stuff to get done. Well, in the background, you can see behind me, if you're watching and you're streaming and you can see us on TV, you can see that we've got a Build Mississippi has a bunch of great shots on their website. And we're trying to get a hold of some of those. And we will after a while, where you can actually see some of these people working. And those people behind me that are walking on I-beams, and who knows how high above the ground they are, that matters not, they are making some very, very good money. And they have learned to do this through being in the trade and understanding how to grow in that situation. And that's what Build Mississippi is all about. It's taking those that maybe don't have the ability or talent to get into this segment of employment, but really are looking to do so and would really like a way to go about that. Well, just check out Build Mississippi and find out what they have to offer in their, either in their training facilities or maybe the schools, maybe the high schools, maybe the local junior colleges, whatever. They are so involved with so much. Build Mississippi is a great organization and I'm proud to have them as sponsors of this Handyman Show, Build Mississippi. Very important. All right, let's get on to some handyman stuff. I know I talk about this a lot, but I guess it doesn't happen as much as I talk about it. And that's cleaning out your dryer vent. And your cleaning out your dryer vent is a lot more than just making sure your vent is running clean and making sure the filter on your dryer is clean. When you pull that filter out, a lot of times you need to go into where that filter was with a vacuum hose and suck some of the lint out of there. And I know you're saying, oh, my vacuum hose won't fit down there because it's too small. They do make attachments that fit onto your vacuum hose that'll actually be small enough to fit in that hole and work very well. So that's something you can do. Check it out. All right, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Sloak. We've got a few breaks coming up. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. Be right back.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi and watch the show live on C Spire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. What if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. STMM Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Yeah. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. On the phone, we have another phone call. We're going to talk about a company that I think is very important. Bulldog Construction is a company that, wow, they do amazing things, and I think a lot of people don't even recognize what they do. But on the phone with me is Trey, and we're going to talk a little bit about what Bulldog Construction is all about. Good morning, Trey.
Morning, buddy. How are y'all?
Oh, man, I couldn't be any better. And I want to talk a little bit about what Bulldog Construction is all about. I know a lot of the work that you do is like commercial work, and you work on interstates and that sort of thing, bridges and whatnot. But you also do home kind of work for people who live in houses. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right, buddy. We specialize in more commercial civil construction and business for 32 years, but we offer a polyurethane service that is pretty conducive to a lot of resident repair needs. Right. It's a minimally invasive application that can do quite a number of different things. Anything from leveling uneven concrete to sealing the backsides of leaking seawalls, void filling on erosion areas, so forth.
Void filling on erosion areas. Wow, that's a mouthful to me. It really is. If an area has erosion around a house, there's always erosion. It seems like in my house because the land is built up to an angle at my house, but the dirt is eroding because it doesn't have the grass won't grow on there. But that's the kind of area you do some work on to prevent that erosion.
That's right, buddy. Or more of a repair on after the fact. Yeah. You know, we experienced a pretty good drought this past year, and caused a lot of our typically wet subgrades to shrink and contract, and you started seeing concrete buckling because of that, and erosion areas around your house because of that. And now that we've got rain coming in, of course we had a pretty good rainy season first this year, then it started washing all that dry dirt away and exposing voids around maybe your foundation or your seawalls or your pool decks. And this is a great product, the polyurethane. It's a hydrophobic product, meaning it's pervious to water. So it will displace water as it chemically reacts and expands in the soil.
Wow.
And then we could put dirt and sod back on it, and you'll never know we've been there.
A lot of people this 4th of July will be hanging out around their pools and walking around their pools, and yet some of their pool decks or area around their pool just are not level, and some of the concrete on there or some of whatever has lifted a little bit, and it should be level because somebody's going to stump their toe and there'll be all sorts of things happening, but that's correctable.
That's right. That's one area you always walk around barefoot.
Yeah, for sure.
Hate to stump your toe on it, but that's right, buddy. There is some minimally invasive ways to repair pool decks that have become uneven. As long as you do not let them deteriorate beyond repair,
right?
It is something, nine times out of ten that a polyurethane can fix, and we can then seal the joints back and prevent water intrusion inside those joints again.
And that's so important because people need to recognize that to get those fixed while they're still fixable, it's much more affordable than having to replace.
That's right.
I mean,
you never realize how expensive it is to tear concrete out and re-pour it once it's in place.
Right.
It's something a typical homeowner is not going to want to endure the cost of.
Yeah, they'll look at it and go, oh, no. It's like replacing a driveway.
That's right.
I mean, right. If you can.
Those are, again, areas that homeowners can do some preventative maintenance on to prevent from deterioration of that asset. That is an asset of your house.
Yes, so indeed.
Concrete is very expensive, and labor and equipment is very expensive nowadays. So please do what you can to prevent those driveways and pool decks from deteriorating beyond repair.
Yeah, and it goes to the point where even where it deals with the curb appeal and the sale of a house, when somebody drives up to your house to look at it to buy, if they're driving over a bumpy driveway that has not been leveled out, that's going to be an issue.
That's right, and that's something that we could probably repair. Again, there's no excavation equipment needed on the products that we use typically. We have come across some that have made me scratch my head a time or two.
Yeah.
But, you know, usually when we get a lot of calls for driveways, pool decks, and one of the biggest questions will, you know, what's the disruption time and how long are we going to have to stay off on it?
Right.
This is something we can get done usually while you're at work, and by the time you're at home, you can drive or walk back on what we repair.
Wow. And it should be noted that you do this without driving any heavy-duty trucks on their property. Because that's a lot of people are afraid of that, and understandably why. I wouldn't like a big truck driving on my driveway at all. But that can be really dangerous to the health of your driveway. But you don't do any of that.
No, we do not. We have a all-inclusive, I'm going to call it a rig. It's a trailer that's pulled behind a pickup truck. And that hose stretches to wherever the repair is needed on your property. Again, we don't use any heavy equipment. It's a minimally invasive application.
Right.
And again, by the time you get off work and get back home, we'll be out of your hair and you can drive back on your driveway or walk back on your pool deck or go enjoy your seawall.
And that's the way it should be. How do people get in touch with Bulldog Construction and get estimates and whatnot?
Easiest way, call our office, 601-853-4242, 601-853-4242. You can find us on the web at bulldogconstructioncompany.com.
And from there, you'll be able to look at their problem and go out, maybe with pictures. You can probably do a lot as well. So people can text you pictures, but they can also you or somebody on your team may go out and take a look at the situation, and at that point in time say, yeah, this is something we can do.
That's right. It's a lot easier to get a recommendation from us than you think, especially if you can send us pictures of your problem areas and we can identify maybe a solution over the phone, save a lot of people some time and headache, and get you pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, that, and you know what? That's a mouthful. That says a whole lot, because this is like your advice at that point is almost like cost-free. I mean, and yet you are providing solutions to these people and not having to go there, and yet helping them a great deal. So that's an important aspect of your business.
That's right. We don't charge for estimates or any of our advice. And again, we would love to help you. If it's something we can't do, we sure would try to point you in the right direction. But don't hesitate to call. Again, 853-4242. If you've got any problems with your concrete or around your house or maybe around your property, seawalls, bulkheads, pine levees, all situations that may have a solution of a repair for a polyurethane.
All right. Well, I is there anything else we need to know about Bulldog?
I wanted to say something His Facebook page has a lot of good information, great pictures on there, and you can find Trey and Bulldog Construction there. And I went out and got some beautiful pictures, things that I've shared, and Trey, you've done a great job with that. So I know people can get a great idea of all the things you do from a lot of the work you've categorized on there.
Well, good. I don't know who's doing that, but I will find out.
It looks great, yeah.
It's hard to keep up with what we do nowadays. I mean, this business, the polyurethane business, we've been in for almost 30 years now, and it has been very interesting to watch the progress, and it's unbelievable the amount of stuff that we can do with these products. So, again, please don't hesitate to reach out and call.
Yeah, I think what's happened is the people who live in houses are beginning to understand how important this is, whereas the commercial institutions already have realized that for years and know that Bulldog Construction is the people to call when they have problems with anything commercial speaking, but residential wise, it's been growing over the past few years a whole bunch. People are beginning to understand more about what you guys do.
So, absolutely.
All right,
it's always a pleasure to be part of this show, buddy. Thank y'all for what y'all do, and I wish everybody a happy 4th of July, and God bless America.
Well, that's right. I agree with all that, and I hope you have a great 4th of July with your family as well. And thank you for talking to us this morning. Bulldog Construction, great company. Trey, thank you. All right.
Thank y'all.
And appreciate having him on board this morning. They really do a great job, and they're worth making the call, and they're worth talking to. Bulldog Construction, great, great company. All right. Handyman Show. We're going to actually start doing some handyman stuff. Well, I think a lot of what Trey does is handyman stuff, and a lot of what Revel does is dedicated to handyman people, to do-it-yourselfers who really maybe don't have the knowledge to do a certain product, and yet the advice out there is just available, whether it be a place like Revel Hardware where you can get advice, or a place like Bulldog Construction where you can get advice. Advice is something that can really help you a great deal. Matter of fact, later on in the music segment, I'm going to talk about a song that has the lyrics in it that a cabinet maker's son and the leader of the band, well, that was my dad. He wasn't a cabinet maker, so to speak, but he was a can-do individual who didn't know how to do something. He would find somebody who did know how to do it, take advice from them, and then go and do it. He wasn't afraid to do it. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, but at any rate, that's coming up in the future. But getting good advice is something that I don't think you can put a number on. I really don't believe that it's something that you can actually say, hey, this is something that really is worth doing, and it is worth doing. All right. Bulldog Construction, great company. All right. Well, lately on TV, I've seen a lot of commercials about a fire blanket. And I think it looks to me like a fire blanket is just about a necessity in every home near a kitchen. A fire blanket is like a blanket that you would, like you're cooking on the stove with a cast iron pan, and you've got a lot of oil in there and whatever, and you know, you're cooking okra, or who knows, whatever. Let's talk a little bit about okra. I like okra. But at any rate, a fire breaks out, and how do you stop it? Well, first thing you very much should do is shut off the heat, stop the heat, kill the heat, and then take a fire blanket and put it right over the pan. The fire blanket is made to actually smother a fire, and it's made not to burn. Fire blankets are very, very useful. I think in that situation, a fire blanket is probably more useful than a fire extinguisher would be, because a fire extinguisher could take that actual fire and actually spread it throughout your entire kitchen just by spraying it in the wrong direction or the wrong way at your particular fire. So a fire blanket would actually smother the fire a whole lot better. And I believe in them. And they're not very expensive, and they're something I think that should be in every home. Do I have one? No, not yet. But am I going to get one? Absolutely. I think it's important to have, and I think it's important to know. Fire blankets do the trick. And I think every fire department in the country would agree with that as well. And that's important. I think people should know that. Fire blankets do the trick and do it very, very well. But again, don't spray it with your fire extinguisher. And please don't try to move it. Don't try to think that you can pick it up and move it away from the burner, because the handle is going to be very, very hot, and even if you have a hot pad on in your hand, you still could get burned very, very badly and create more problems than you actually can solve by moving it. You just smother it. That's the best way. Just smother it, and that would really do a great job for anybody. All right. What? I can't believe we got through a segment already. Again, and we're into our second segment. Unbelievable. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Buddy Slork, the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. And we're coming to you on Super Talk Mississippi. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Take a ride on the wild side. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy, and this is about the Build Mississippi Studios. And we're talking about fixing up and repairing and making your home everything that it should be. Well, after a few years, most privacy fences, which is about, 6 foot tall or so, are built, and sometimes they are built in new construction, and sometimes the owner just adds a fence. They have a fence company come in and build it, or they actually build it themselves. At any rate, most of these fences are either cedar and or pressure treated. After 2 years or so, they all start to turn a little bit gray, and after 3 years, a lot grayer, and long before you know it, they start getting really gray and really not looking like they did originally. And you like the way they looked originally because they were, it looked like new wood. Well, that can be achieved, and you can get back to that. And the best way to do that is with probably a pressure washer. And I wouldn't put it on a high power because cedar is going to be dented and damaged by the pressure washer. But put it on its lowest setting, and then you can actually remove all of the gray from there and make it actually clean wood again. And your whole back fence looks great. Well, let it set and dry out for a few days, and then come back with a semi-transparent sealer that'll actually a stain and sealer both. It'll water seal it, and it'll stain it the color that you want it to be. And that might just be a natural color. If you like the color that it is after you've pressure washed it, all you need to use is a clear water seal, and that's either painted on. It's best put on with rollers or brushes. You can spray it, yes, but we've talked a lot about spraying, and I think spraying, it does have its purpose in life, but I'm not sure that that this is the best way to go about it, by spraying it on your fence. I think the best way is with rollers and brushes. And Lance, your lights, you have something to say?
Oh, no. We have a text from Paul and Brandon.
Yeah.
What should I use to fill cracks in bricks? Some are small and some are large, in my opinion. And if you look at the image on the text, it's a nice diagonal kind of, you know, from a door jamb up to the top ring of the bricks. So
that... I haven't seen the image, but with the crack that you're showing, or the way that it's been described to me, maybe I'm not up. Maybe I don't have my thing set right. Let's look at this thing. See if I can see that image. All right, there we go, Paul and Brandon. All right, now I see it. Okay. Just by looking at this image, I can answer my own question. I had questions for him, but what he's got, it's. Angular cracks that go from like tops of door jams or window jams all the way up at an ankle are a little bit of sign of foundation settling and sealing a little bit, you know, settling, and they need to be corrected. But those cracks can be repaired. They do make a mortar patch, which can, and you're showing just gray mortar that I can see on the picture, on the image that you sent us. And the mortar patch that you can buy, which comes in caulking tubes, a lot of times is available, certainly in a gray, that would match that very well. And that's what you should use to patch that with, is a mortar patch. It fits in a caulking gun, and it comes out, and really... you don't need to do much more than the size crack that you'd have. I'd cut off a little bit bigger tip on the end, not very much. You don't want a small crack, a hole in the mortar dispenser, but a little bit larger. And what that will do is go inside the mortar and actually seal it and seal that crack right up. And it won't be too visible either once you do that with a mortar patch. So,
is there any need to chisel any of the loose, concrete mortar in between the bricks? I mean, I've watched the brick guys take that piece out and repoint it and do everything, which is a big deal. But when you're going in to fix a crack, would you need to clean anything out of the crack itself first, like with a air gun or something, or even pull in loose pieces, or would you leave those?
Well,
chunks of, say, the mortar concrete in there?
On the bigger ones, even if they're broken, I would probably leave them. But on the smaller cracks or the smaller stones or the smaller pieces, I would get them out of the way, which can be done with a broom, and it can be done with air pressure or whatever. But at any rate, yes, clean it a little bit. But the mortar patch is going to take the pieces of mortar that are, let's say, 3 and 4 inches long that maybe have come loose, that are in there just kind of rattling around. They can stay because the mortar patch itself is going to adhere to them and actually make them part of the fixing of that crack, and that will work very well for you, mortar patch. I've used it many times in many different situations. They do make it in different colors because nowadays mortar can be everything from beige to, I've seen all sorts of strange colored mortar. But at any rate, yours is gray, fortunately, Paul. So I think that indeed you'll be happy with a gray mortar patch and a caulking gun. If you don't have one, you'll need to get one. And once your mortar's in there, if there's too much mortar patch coming out of your gun at one time, then what you may need to do is smooth it down with your finger. And the best way to do that is really with to wet your finger just a little bit and ease it over that mortar, and that'll fit right in the mortar as it should. So, yes, mortar patch is the answer to that question. I hope it works for you very well. All right. But we were talking about making those fences in the backyard look like brand new again, and that can be accomplished. That can be done. And that is something that I think A lot of people want to do, and they want to do it. A lot of fences, when they're first being built, are already stained, and they stain them with either a solid color stain or a semi-transparent stain, but it's a water-repellent situation so that they don't absorb water. And if they're stained from the get-go, they're better off in the long run, and they will last longer. Fences that have turned gray and start warping and twisting are harder to repair and make look new again, but by pressure washing them and restaining them, you can come pretty close to making them look new again and do a good job in doing that. So that I think is something that everybody can get involved with. Fixing that gray and your fence and making it look like it should look. It really does a good job. All right. Build Mississippi. Well, they're such a great organization. They really, really, they just know what's going on, and they know how much of a need that the employers are going to be in a need. The employers are going to need personnel to work for them, and they will train you to do just that. Build Mississippi is a great organization. We'll talk about that more in a little while. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news with Fox News will be the music segment. We always do a music segment, and today we're going to talk a lot about songs that you've probably heard before, but I've got the story behind a lot of them. So don't you go away. We'll be right back on the Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi, the Build Mississippi Studios.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today. You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, where the news comes first. With live updates from Super Talk Mississippi News and Fox News every hour. Available on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Can you believe this guy?
Who is this guy?
It's Gerard Gibbert. Weekdays, 10 till 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
I like this guy.
Also on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Right.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is it?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about!
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. This next segment is going to be what we call our music segment, and we're going to talk a little bit about three or four different groups. And I want to start with a group called the Fabulous Thunderbirds. They have had so many great hits. They were formed in 71. Kim Wilson has been their consistent member throughout the entire venue of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, but in 1976, Jimmy Vaughn joined them, and of course, that was Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother and a tremendous guitar player, and he stayed with them until 1990, where he left the Fabulous Thunderbirds to join his brother, Stevie Ray Vaughan, to create an album, and the album was called Double Trouble, and two great guitar players like that. I wonder what Double Trouble stands for. What does it mean? Well, that's pretty easy to figure out. But in 2000, they were the first band to broadcast on the internet in high definition, which is amazing to me. I didn't know that. But we're going to listen a little bit to the Fabulous Thunderbirds doing Tough Enough. Listen to this.
Thank you.
Shovel and dirt, and not even worry about getting hurt. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough?
Tough enough. Oh, they're great. I enjoy the Fabulous Thunderbirds. They're an amazing, amazing group to listen to. Next, we're going to move on to a song I'm sure you've heard many, many, many times. It's called Leader of the Band by Dan Fogelberg. And the reason it means so much to me is because a lot of the lyrics in there really relate to my lifestyle. They talk about being the son of a carpenter, a cabinet maker's son, who was the leader of the band. Well, my father had a large band in Rhode Island and was the leader of that band, and he was also a very handyman-type person, and I did learn a lot from him. But also, what I found out about Fogelberg is ZZQ has a lot to be making him the famous person that he was, and I did not know that. ZZQ, an old-time Miss Jackson radio station, a great radio station, by the way, had booked Fogelberg into, at that time, what was called the City Auditorium, which at this point now is called Thalia Moore Hall. But at any rate, they booked him in there, and it has 2,500 seats in there. And within 10 days, that venue sold out. And they called his agent and said to his agent, the venue sold out, and we'd like to, just let you know. Well, his agent was like floored. He sat down and said, what? What? Tell me more. You sold 2,500 tickets? Because Fogelberg had been playing at that time clubs that had less than 100 people in them all the time. So ZZQ had a lot to do with making Dan Fogelberg the institute that he is today. Unfortunately, Dan's no longer with us, and we miss him very much. But let's listen to a little bit of Leader of the Band, Dan Fogelberg.
Son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way, and he gave to me a gift I never can repay. Denied a simpler fate. He tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man.
the leader of the band. My brother's lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've chose and come to know so well.
Dan had a way of painting a picture in a song that you can visualize so well. And he did that in all of his music. There's so many great hits that he had. Dan Fogelberg, great artist, and really do enjoy listening to him. I hope that that you rock and rollers enjoyed that as much as everybody else did out there. It's a great song. All right, moving up. Again, another song that people have heard a lot of in the past and may not remember much of today, but Scandal, a group with Patti Smyth, was the leader, and I'm talking about rotations on MTV like forever, and they did a song called The Warrior, which is tremendous. It was the animation of Knuckles, the TV series, and of the very first series of the very first show, The Warrior was actually the theme of that particular show. But for a period of time, Patti Smyth had dated, had an affair, let's say an affair with Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen, and was a New Yorker all the way down, and now she's married to John McEnroe, which really, you know, that's pretty impressive. But at any rate, The Warrior, I think, is a great song, and we should give a listen to The Warrior. That was a great rotation on MTV, which I watched a lot, by the way, MTV back in the day. It was really quite interesting to watch some of the things going on MTV. A lot of people were on MTV a lot, including Van Halen was on there all the time, and just tons of groups. Anyway, it was really good. Next artist is somebody that you're very familiar with, I'm sure. Van Morrison has been doing music publicly for 7 decades, Now, you figure that out. That's a long darn time. But at any rate, Van Morrison is from Northern Ireland, and he used to play with a group called Them. And he wrote a song during that period. It was 64 through 66, I think, he played with Them. And they did a song called Gloria. And Gloria is... it's a standard. It's a standard rock and roll three-chord banger that everybody loves to play because Gloria is a great song. But at any rate, Van Morrison did a song called Bright Side of the Road. And it's not one of his major, major hits, but it's a great song, and I think it's worth listening to. So let's give a listen to Van Morrison doing Bright Side of the Road.
Sometimes I don't know why. And time seems to go by so fast. In the twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me share my load.
Help me share my load.
On the dark and lonely street. To the bright side.
Van Morrison, Bright Side of the Road, tremendous artist, multi-instrumentalist, could play a number of songs. Text just recently came in and said Fogelberg was not only a great performer, but was a great songwriter, and one of the magazines said that one of his songs was, like, perfect. But that's the way Fogelberg wrote, always interested in what people had to say. All right, we're going to take this thing out, and I think Lance has something to say about the outtake song, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. Go ahead, Lance, take over.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, a band that kind of recarved the rock music scene, Van Halen.
Indeed.
They credited really with restoring hard rock to the forefront of the music scene. It was formed in 1974 and played with the same lineup, Eddie, Alex, Michael Anthony, and David Lee Roth until 85, until Roth jumped out, decided he wanted to go crazy and do his own tour and do his own thing. So they replaced him with Hagar, who they proceeded to have four platinum albums, number one. So, I mean, it's hard to argue with the decision they made. At first, I was not a great Sammy Hagar fan with Van Halen because I love Van Halen.
Yeah, I love
And then
Van Halen.
It grew on me, though, and I love the stories between listening to Hagar talk about, I mean, he is a hoot, man.
Yes.
But needless to say, you have this song called Jump. It was a song that Eddie had written on a synth and sat there from 81 to 83. Nobody wanted to use it in the band. They hated it. But somehow or another, it kind of came back around, and producer Ted Templeman asked David Lee Roth to listen to it. And they were sitting in the back of a 51 Mercury and just heard a story about a suicide guy that was going to potentially jump off the top of a building. So they said, well, heck, let's try to take this song and write something about it. And they realized, we don't really want to talk about suicide, so let's talk about jumping into things head first.
Yeah.
Go after it.
Sure.
Love life.
Yeah.
Attack it. Well, that's what this song is about, is Van Halen's Jump. Now, it was their highest charting song with Roth, and their highest charting song as Van Halen.
Right.
And it came out and was very popular, and it was dedicated to Benny the Jet Urquidez. That was this, whom David Lee Roth was a student of his,
yes.
musician. So
yes.
That's how it all kind of came about, and Very interesting song, and one of their most unique songs, too, played and performed on the Oberheim OBXA synth. And here we go with Van Halen's Jump.
All right. If nothing gets me down.
Mississippi, the place you call home, is a state like no other. From the music, to the food, and the people. The Magnolia State has so many good things to celebrate. And now you can. Each weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 on Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour. Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and all the good things to do. Life doesn't always have to be serious. So let's have fun. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Weekdays from 2 to 3 on Super Talk Mississippi.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
At Fillmore Buick.
Not for a second will I step on that. I guess I should, though, before I get fired. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Text came in from Mike from Houston, and a phone call. Oh, he's on the phone. Let's get him on the phone. Let's talk to him. Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Well, first thing off, I say it's hot out here. Second thing, which is more important, thanks for the T-shirt.
Oh, you're very welcome.
The third thing, it got cold one day, and it froze my exterior faucet.
Right.
Brick wall. I cannot get inside in that room. It's so packed full. It's like a warehouse.
Yeah.
I got to do all the work on the outside. I do have a rotary hammer drill type situation. I do have some point chisels. I do have wide and narrow chisel, and also some rotary masonry drill bits. Your suggestion.
All right. My suggestion, Mike, is before you start taking brick apart and making a lot more work than might be necessary, those faucets are all actually screwed on, and if you take a slip nose long handled pair of pliers and put it on that faucet and counterclockwise it very gently without twisting any pipe inside, that faucet comes off. And that faucet is either a half inch faucet or a 3/4 inch faucet. That's important to know, because
it's not solid.
Say it again.
It's not solid. All the way to the interior.
No. The faucet is screwed onto what they call a nipple.
Ooh.
And then what?
Nice.
Then once you take the faucet off, then you can remove the nipple by simply grabbing it with a pair of vice grips and turning it counterclockwise, and then replace. And then you might at that point be able to put in a new nipple, which is the same length, which is threaded on both ends. and then you might be able to replace it with a new faucet, and you should get a new either half inch or three quarter inch faucet. Very inexpensive, and so is the nipple, by the way, and that might solve your problem. Now, if that doesn't solve your problem, yeah, go ahead.
If it don't solve the problem, yeah. I heard three or four people say something about a shark's bite.
About
that's PEX though. A shark bite is PEX. PEX connector. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Right. So that's important to know. You've probably got copper piping. I'm assuming.
It's old.
Yeah,
well, that's what I do.
Being as old as it is, it's not a bad idea if you go in there before you start twisting and turning. Is spray some WD-40 or there's a liquid wrench that actually goes in there and dissolves some of the rust inside before it starts turning. And let that sit on there for about an hour or so to dissolve some of that material, and then start twisting the faucet out. But again, be very careful not to make sure that it's twisting on the threads and not bending the pipe inside. And that's
in other words, don't use bacon grease. Okay, got you.
Yeah. but that'll work for you, Mike, I think. And I think
bacon grease works on everything but this.
Now, I've had the same problem at my house, and I actually had to, I did all that, and then as it turned out, I had to get somebody inside to remove a piece of sheetrock and do some work on the wall, and that was not fun.
Number two and two and a half question.
Yeah,
okay. it's the... I'm trying to figure out the way the water came out of that hole or the faucet, the water shot straight out. So that sounds like the faucet end, don't it?
Well, it might be where the nipples hits the line of the, and you may have the leak there. Where the nipple actually and so therefore just by replacing the nipple you'll have fully threaded that thing back into place. And again, before you replace the nipple, either use Teflon tape around the edge of the threaded area or use plumber's dope, which will do the same thing and actually make it seal a whole lot better.
Now, when that turned on the water, mm-hmm. Now the water tea, I call it, cut off tea, whatever you call it. Now, can you turn it? I know when you turn it, complete 90 degrees, whichever, it turns the water all the way on. Can you barely inch that water on just to see how much it will leak, or is it either water on or water off?
No, you can have a little stream of water coming through there if that's your preference to try it that way. It will probably take a longer time. What's going to happen is when you shut that water off, a lot of the water in your system is going to drain out, and it's going to take a while for a little flow of water to get in there to that faucet. So you might just give it a little bit of time before you make a decision as to whether you should turn it on full or not.
Right, because I just wondered about that because if I could see how much pressure, or if I could do it at very low pressure, I could see probably where that crack is.
Right. Right.
And if it's way back up in the pipe, I know to replace that pipe going between the faucet and the, or just replace the faucet and the little piece of pipe.
Right.
The split.
Right. If that nipple is
about that low pressure,
that nipple may be that may the nipples sometimes are 5 inches long, 6 inches long. It all depends on what kind of plumbing is done in your house. But
right.
But the nipples are very right. very inexpensive and worth replacing in that kind of situation. And then you don't have to worry about removing brick and all of that mess.
And I found out one thing on a plumber. I'm not saying anything bad, but they got to make money, too. A plumber, where they charge is one turn, $5, two turns, $10, three turns. It's $5 per turn, almost.
Well,
so I want to try to repair it myself.
That's why Build Mississippi is
trained to do it.
They're training plumbers to do just that, so that plumbers can all have big boats. And they all do have big boats.
Right.
And they should have big boats anyway. But if it comes down to it, you may end up calling a plumber. Maybe, but... With the system that I just spoke of, you can probably fix it yourself.
That's what I'm thinking. And by the way, the last song I heard was Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons singing Sherry.
All right. Go get it. We might play that one day for you, Mike.
I mean, I just heard it a while ago. You're doing a great job. And the best tool in your toolbox is the telephone number for the Hard Rock Repairman.
Mike, I appreciate you very much. And I hope you have a great 4th of July. And just thank you for the call.
I will.
All right. Take care of yourself. That's Mike from Houston. Been listening for many, many years. Appreciate having him on board.
Yeah, we probably ought to, considering that he mentioned that, probably need to mention that phone number and text line, since that's a piece of that toolbox.
Go ahead.
Well, we know the text line is always going to be 601-879-4395. And then our call is 601-965-4639, and that is C Spire. So, guys, yeah, if you ain't using C Spire, get out there and get you some C Spire.
And the beauty of the call is a lot of times I get to find out more of the situation than I would in a text, because a lot of times the text is limited and we don't get all the information on board. So it's really not a bad idea to call and let me have a little conversation with you about what your situation may be, and that's kind of, you know, not that I'm saying you shouldn't text. Oh, we want all the texts we can get forever, always.
Well, and we also had a great and very kind comment from Thomas and Macomb stating that that's my kind of music. Keep it up, guys.
Yeah, he was talking about the very first song we played by the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
The T-Birds are excellent.
And, they are.
And then when you put those two boys together in an album, ooh, like Double Trouble, I imagine there was some fun that happened creating that masterpiece between the brothers.
Truly masterpiece, truly. And both are tremendous guitar players. I mean, Stevie Ray Vaughan was special, and Jimmy Vaughan is a very, very good guitar player.
I always used to call him, you know, because you would think that Stevie Ray Vaughan, it was like, you know, that was his whole name, and the last name was like Ray Vaughan, you know. So when I was growing up, I'd call his brother Jimmy Ray Vaughan and Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, so just throw the Ray in there, you know.
Everybody's
a Ray Vaughan now.
Was it Lance Ray, whatever.
Yeah, no, I love you. Jimmy Ray Vaughan, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, because Stevie was so famous.
I'm going to be Buddy Ray.
Yeah, Buddy Ray Slowick. I'm Lance Ray Talbert.
Oh, well, we'll get over it after a while. We'll be all right for a while. Both of us will, believe me. All right, let's get back to talking about some handyman stuff before we have to get ourselves going on another commercial coming up our way. Cleaning plastic headlights on older cars. Wow, that's so easy to do. And so many older cars have plastic lenses over their headlights that have gotten foggy or have gotten gray colored. Well, a little white toothpaste and a couple of rags will clean that stuff off just absolutely. But there are so many different ways that you can clean the headlight lens with a rubbing compound or just anything. What you're really doing is removing the film that has built up on these plastic lenses so much, and you're clearing that off and making that clear plastic lens again. And believe me, it makes the vehicle looks so much better. I don't think that the foggy plastic lens really inhibits the lighting at night with your driving down the road, but it sure makes the car look a whole lot better when those lenses are clean. And a white toothpaste does a great job in doing just that. So that's an important handyman tip I think everybody should be aware of. I do it regularly on my truck, which is it's a 2006, but I still love it. I love it to death. That's such a great truck. That's just something. I do clean the lenses on it, and that clear as a bell. Okay. Also, another quick tip. A lot of cracks in the driveway right now are beginning to grow weeds and grass in between them, and a lot of people want to use some of these commercial products that will actually kill the weeds and grass. You don't have to get anything that is hazardous to your health out there. You can do the same with spraying white vinegar in the hot sunshine on the leaves of all of that stuff that's growing in between the cracks in your driveway. And believe me, the white vinegar is going to actually kill the weeds and the grass very much so. White vinegar works very well for so many different things that it's something that I believe everybody should have some white vinegar. You'll find it in the grocery stores at in the area of the store where they sell mostly products that are cleaning products. White vinegar, great stuff, and really, really great to use for many, many, many different things. So, all right, those are a couple of handyman tips that really work quite well. Now, another thing that's very important is the 4th of July is coming up, and a lot of people at that point in time will be using their charcoal or gas grills or whatever type of grill they may have, and they want to make sure that the grate on top of the grill is clean, and everybody does. They always clean the top of the grate. And it's recommended that we do not use a wire brush or a wire scraper to clean those grates with, because what can happen is a little piece of wire bristle may fall off into your cooking area or into your fire pit and actually get caught up in the food that you're trying to eat. And once you swallow that, and that goes into your system, that wire does not dissolve in your system and can actually create all kinds of problems with your stomach and your throat, with your throat and all sorts of things. So make sure you clean it with like a fiberglass or something that is really works really well and clean. They make a number of cleaning devices for grills that work quite well. Anything but a wire brush or a wire scraper. Don't use wire brushes on grills. Just don't do it. Also, you know, be kind of safe using your grill, because remember, a lot of people are going to get hurt using a grill just over the 4th of July by maybe overdoing it or letting the children come too near the grill while you're cooking. There should be a this is a safe area, don't come in here. That's all there is to it. And you say that to the kids and say, hey. Another thing I learned about children while we're talking about that is children really, they will grow stronger and better if they hear their parents talking to other people about them and about how good things about them. And that a child overhears just about everything we say. And if they hear that, it's like, to them, it's like a star on their forehead. It helps a lot. All right, Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Take a short break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. We're at the Build Mississippi Studios. Don't you go away.
The Thunder and Lightning Catfish Tour, presented by Superior Catfish. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of the Thunder and Lightning podcast trek around the state to its finest purveyors of catfish and talk food and, of course, Bulldog sports. Catch the show anywhere you listen to podcasts. For generations, Superior Catfish has cultivated fresh, delicious catfish, and they perfected a process to ensure you receive the finest product available. Remember, always ask for Superior Catfish at your favorite grocer and restaurant.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood, and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Thank you. the rain. Wherever he goes, the people all complain. Stephen Prosper in his time, well, he may and he may decline. Did it matter? Does it now? Stephen would answer if he only knew how.
I like it very much. Got a text from my friend Rhett, who is a regular listener to the show, and he said one of his favorite music videos was Stevie Ray Vaughan was playing in a music video, probably in concert, I would expect, and broke a string on his guitar and had his guitar changed and never missed a lick of the whole entire program. That's pretty amazing to do.
Yeah, I'm watching it. You know, I remember this, actually.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, he is something else. I mean, to do that, and the string just goes, never misses a beat.
Never misses a beat.
He knows where to go on that thing.
But the way he
And then he's like, hey, give me another guitar while he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, the way he plays, he uses all six strings to their most powerful method. I mean, Stevie Ray Vaughan was just amazing. At any rate, enough about music. We better not get too deep.
Well, hope you can get that good as a handyman, you know, as good as he was at changing out guitars in the middle of a performance.
He was what I would call a master. I mean, he was a master, and according to the book I'm reading right now at home, it says to be a master at anything, it takes 10,000 hours of practice. Wow.
I'd say that's a start.
That's
probably the starting point for your mastery. Starts there at 10,000 hours.
It does.
And then it's a lifelong ambition and job and labor of love to continue.
Right. He said, but in order to, the book maintains that in order to become proficient and to work with your hands and your mind and your heart, in order to get to that point, you have to put in 10,000 hours of labor on whatever it is, whether it's a musical instrument or it's a hammer.
Hey, I played sports. I can tell you as a kid, the only thing I did was hit a baseball, throw a baseball, throw a football, and that was hours.
And
if I calculated that out to when I finally hung that up, way more than 10,000 hours, and I was not a master. I was really good.
Yeah.
Played through college and all that. But the reality is, as you move forward, my dad would always tell me, my mother too, son, don't ever get cocky or complacent because somebody else is working harder than you.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, don't ever think you've arrived. Keep working, keep trying, keep learning, keep doing this every day of your life, and you will be happy.
And it doesn't matter what endeavor it is you want.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Whatever. If you don't put in the hours, and believe me, even if you put in 100,000 hours, there's somebody out there working harder than you yet.
And your love for what you're doing, too.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. If you don't like painting a house, the results of painting that house are going to show.
Yeah, they sure
are. If you take the mindset of, look, I want to do the best job I can possibly do, me.
Right.
And take seriously that the little things, and you know, pay attention to the big things and the little things, and it's a labor of love then.
Yeah, it sure.
But when you dread something, boy, the results can truly be very reflective of that dread. You know,
they do.
I find that in anything I do, if my heart or my mind isn't there, the results are just going to be not the level of what you really want to achieve. You know,
you're talking about the hours where I say, I've had enough of this computer. Yeah. I'm going to walk away.
Yeah. And it might be best to do that. You know, when you get frustrated with a project, don't sit there and bang your head up against the wall. Just take a break.
Yeah, take a break and walk away.
Take a breather, walk away, cool off, and then come back and try again.
And you'll be in much better condition by doing that. Mm-hmm. And that's very, very important to do. I agree.
And I really appreciated the water faucet conversation you and Mike had, Mike from Houston, because I have one on the other side of the house that does the same thing. And I've been wondering, you know, I really don't want to have to hire a plumber if I don't have to. Knowing that the interior of that is a nipple, and you can take that off, replace the nipple, and put the piece back on, or maybe even replace the hardware on the exterior. Knowing you can do that, I mean, that just kind of, I've been wanting to ask you that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was a great question Mike brought in.
That may work for you.
Because everybody out there has got a leaky faucet somewhere.
Indeed.
Indeed.
And if, in fact, some folks have just leaky faucets on the outside without having a freeze because the faucet has been used so much that, it's just worn slap silly, replace the just the faucet handle itself, right, or replace the faucet itself.
Now, it's obviously best to, if you're going to do that, likely cut your water off at the main source.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then get the water out your line, but open it up, let it out, and then work on your...
And then twist that faucet off and go get a new one, mm-hmm, and take that one with you because how can you tell whether it's a half inch or three quarters?
Man, I'll get in there with those kind of questions and I'm like, I'll go up there to get a garden hose piece. I get there and I'm like, what kind of garden hose do I have? You guess. I've held this thing 1,000 times but never taken it and measured it. And then you get there and you're like, I think that's the right one.
That's why, three trips
there.
That's why you should take stuff with you when you go.
Great advice there.
I think that's important to do. Hey, let me take a minute and tell you about Atlas Foundation. Great company. They do foundations all over the state of Mississippi. And when you talk about slab foundations, yeah, we live on those here in Mississippi. And I live on a slab foundation. I absolutely love living on slab foundations where I grew up in New England where everything was a basement. I don't miss the basement at all. I'm glad to live on a slab. But that's what Atlas Foundation is all about. Fixing your slab foundation to the to its original state and making it the way it should be. You call Tony Arpino at 800-256-1010. That's Tony Arpino at Atlas Foundation. 1-800-256-1010. And he can take care of a lot of your problems just by sending him pictures over the phone, and without any charge at all, he can actually tell you what you need to do, or he'll be happy to come to your place and give you an estimate on what it would cost to fix it and repair it. 1-800-256-1010, Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation, great company. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Great organization they are indeed. Well, a lot of people have electric stoves, and I've talked about this before, but I think it should be mentioned again. And a lot of the electric stoves, particularly in the older type, there's a wire element that goes around the bottom that actually does the heating of the oven. And a lot of times that element can fail. And should you call a appliance repairman? Yes, you could, and they would replace that for you. But you better get your pocketbook ready because you're going to spend a good bit of money doing that. To change that element, the first thing you should do is unplug the stove. On the very back of that element, there's two screws that actually hold that element to the back wall. Take out those screws, and then the element actually plugs in with two pieces that actually plug in just like a plug in a wall plugs in and pulls out. And then you take that broken element with you to an appliance repair store, and they will give you a replacement part. And also you should take with you the model of your range, whatever it is, whether the brand name and the model. And then an appliance repairman can get you a new heating element, and the cost will be so much, much less than hiring somebody to come and fix that and replacing that element yourself. And the same with the top of the range. Again, electric ranges we're talking about, not gas ranges. You can have a range burn out and just replace the top burner. Something. All right. You've been listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Be back next week from 10 to 12. Hey, hope you enjoyed today. Have a great, great, safe 4th of July. And be talking to you next week. See you later.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner, weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi, and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
Experience the benefits of 3M window tinting firsthand with MGT Films. Both residential and business customers enjoy daytime privacy, reduced heat, glare, and harmful UV rays, all leading to increased comfort and energy efficiency. Protect your furniture and interior decor from fading with the high-quality 3M window films installed by local experts, MGT Films, ensuring superior performance and durability. Transform your space with the area's only 3M dealer, MGT Films. Call 601-707-5596 today to schedule your consultation.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.